Here at 10 Capital, we talk about goals, community all the time. After the events of the Spokane fires here the last few days, they're on top of mind. Once again, we discuss what's been going on this week. This week, we're not gonna talk about the markets. We're still here doing our jobs, watching said markets. We wanna talk about our neighbors. We wanna talk about our community of Spokane, but also our community of 10 Capital. Been inundated, and thank you, as I know we all have, with messages of support, checking in on people from all around the country, for that matter, and it means a lot. As we sit here right now, a number of us are still evacuated from our homes. Thankfully, nobody has lost their homes to date. A few clients have, and we're just heartbroken for them and their loss. Of course, here in the community, the devastation has been that much greater, which we could touch on here in a bit.
For sure. And just wanted to be clear, right now we're filming on Wednesday morning, August 5th, so we're giving you verified data. But please, if you're watching this later in the week, please note, go ahead and check and verify things before you start spreading them, because obviously things have changed by the minute at this point.
Yeah, not here so much for the facts, but just the concepts of the devastation. If you're not in Spokane and not following this moment by moment, there were three big fires, the Old Trails Fire, the Autumn Lane Fire, and the Fairview Fire. As of last count, approximately 1,200 structures. They're estimating maybe 600 to 1,000 homes. Displaced people of 65,000, I believe, was the latest estimate that we saw. So truly devastating. Some of the pictures, which you may have seen, hard to comprehend. And of course, just that many people and animals, for that matter, looking for homes. Gyms, I know the Spokane County Fairground, lots of places opening up for all these people, children that have suddenly been displaced out of their homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of those things, those estimates are still low. Spokane Fire Chief Justin DeReuter, he said early that, you know, this 600 to 700 number is still considered very low, and just still trying to get a sense of really what's going on. Tons of people being evacuated, a lot of people opening up where they are, and whether they're actually in shelters or whether they're in hotels or what have
you. Or homes. A lot of clients reach out and say they've got multiple families reaching them. Want to call out the people, as they say, when you have those trying times, there's the people who run from it and there's the people who run towards it. Yeah. Amazing stories. Just in our neighborhood, had a number of neighbors who put their lives on the line, went back in, I don't know how, after the evacuation to work with the firemen. Definitely saved one of my neighbor's house. The flames were quite literally up to his doorsteps. Did lose a couple homes. Mm-hmm. Things look stable for us. And then the firemen coming from around the country. Around the world, I think we're gonna be up to 2,000 by the end of this week. Yep. Again, putting their lives on the line, their time away from loved ones, to work for people they're never gonna meet, and protect homes that, you know, they'll never walk into. So just a tremendous thank you to all of our first responders who are doing so much. That being said, I know there's a number of places accepting just hygiene items for the firemen or the families that have been displaced. Not a client, full disclosure, don't know them. Hope to get to know them, but huge shout out to JK Boots. I know they gave $25,000 worth of boots. One of the things that literally brought me to tears was the video of a fireman who had come, had duct tape boots, soot everywhere, and got to put on a fresh pair of boots. I know they're donating all their profits right now from any boot sales to the firemen. But again, everyone's stepping up in those little ways. I know in just our neighborhood, some people doing it on a very personal level for those that are fighting the fires, mm-hmm. those people who have been displaced. Again, not here to tell you exactly how to do it, but any support, whether you live in Spokane and have not been affected, or you live elsewhere and are willing to support, we certainly would encourage you to do so.
Yeah, and it's important, I mean, just to think about giving locally and give verified, right? So Tim's already mentioned Anovia Foundation, that's our regional community foundation. They've just opened up the Spokane Complex Wildfire Response Fund. Per Anovia, that's tax deductible. 100% of donations are gonna go to wildfire relief, and that Anovia takes no percentage of those costs. of operating costs. And it's important to know, like, the grants there, they go to qualified nonprofits doing the work, not to individuals. And you're going to hear that refrain over and over again. It's going to the nonprofits. It's not going to the individuals.
Three others I made note of, looking for those people who want to donate or have items more so than they may have cash. Second Harvest is accepting non-perishable food to help. Project Beauty Share is the one collecting hygiene items for families and firefighters. And the Spokane County Fire District 4 is currently taking donations for firefighters at their Station 16. So again, these people, we were talking about this in the office, a lot of people equivocate on what exactly will be. These are people who didn't ask questions. They just ran in to try to address things. 100%. And again, I think at these times, thoughtfully, but to err on the side of getting involved is the right path.
Yeah. And give blood. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, we haven't seen anything where we've got a death toll or we've got lots of injuries or those sorts of things, but that's always an important and valuable way.
Request.
Yeah.
In closing, stay in our lane. You know, we're here to support our community. It's been something we've had a lot of pride in forever. Certainly each of the people on the staff have been talking about how they've been trying to involve themselves. A lot of clients reaching out, you know, who've been displaced. Hey, I need money, or what do I do? Or can you help me with any of my insurance claims? If we can be of help to you, please reach out. Whether we know the answer offhand or we can help you find it, we want to be there for you to help do that. We've got these cards on the table here, and we talk about goals. You know, right now, after we shoot this video, I'm hoping to get back into my house and check on it. And so I know right now there's bigger and more pressing things, but out of any of these challenges come some opportunities to reframe. I know for us, we got the call Sunday at midnight that our house was likely gonna be lost. That is not the case, to be clear, but it really led to an interesting conversation, not only for a few hours late into the night, but again, Monday morning, on what is important, what would we have wanted to save? And as you can suspect, it's probably nothing that would have been any value to you. It was artwork from our kids or a memento from my grandpa. And when we go through these cards and think about, you know, supporting charitable causes, protecting my family, preparing for the unexpected, again, just a good reminder for us all of one, gratitude of what we have, a good reminder of what's most important. But then along those lines, really, have we really taken the time to frame that? To refine it, to do what we can do. Some of these events are obviously far, far beyond our control, but there are parts we can play to at least help mitigate things. And that's, again, something that I know for me and my family, we're gonna do with that much more earnest coming out of this, so.
Yeah, and I think the silver lining is there to go ahead and take that and actually assess what is valuable to you, you know, and be prepared. I mean, it's one of those things, and whether that's financial planning or whether that's literally life changes in a second, it's the idea of saying how would we shift, but also know what are those things that are truly, truly important to us, you know, and near and dear to our heart.
Yep.
What are the things that we want to make sure that we're protecting no matter what happens?
Yeah. And framing it. I think we're all pretty frustrated at the idea that there might have been an individual behind this, but for that one person, there are thousands and thousands who are out going and trying to be of help to their neighbors and their community. Before we wrap up, anything on top of mind that you would want to make sure to share?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that we do in these moments is make sure that people slow down for a heartbeat, you know, and so maybe don't make a huge financial decision within the next month, or if you do, like, please talk to us. Yep. There's just a variety of things. Like, it's not, don't immediately try to deal with the land. Don't immediately try to deal with the house. Don't immediately try to, you know, where are the funds coming from and all those sorts of things. Those are all things that we know as a part of the plan.
Or fall prey to all the scammers that
exactly,
are out there, right?
Yeah.
Just double checking.
If something seems suspect, please reach into it or reach out to us. That would be valuable as well. So as much as it wants to be like, hey, I want to bring things back to normal, take a moment and let's work together as a team.
Yeah. So with that, thank you for being a part of our community. Again, for those of you who aren't even in Spokane that have reached out, or those in the parts of Spokane that haven't been directly impacted, who have been so supportive, thank you. We're here for you as part of your community anytime. Please, again, don't hesitate to reach out.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.